The attacks in Sinai make one thing clear. Most wars now are fought not between countries, but between governments and militant groups, or even among various militant groups. War is ugly, but for the most part, countries sign treaties promising to obey the laws of war. Militant groups don't, and that can put civilians at incredible risk. So how do you teach militants not to commit war crimes? Turns out, there's an app for that. Rebecca Collard reports from Beirut.
Here's the scenario. Pretend you're a member of a rebel group. Your commander comes to you and says you've got a new recruit, and you've got to show him the ropes. The boss reminds you that you and your comrades need to obey international humanitarian law. Perhaps you're even in Syria, and you're fighting against President Bashar al-Assad's army and other militants from ISIS. It's a lot to think about, and this is a setup for a new smartphone app called Fighter, Not Killer. It presents scenarios based on real-life dilemmas faced by militants on the battlefield. The app was created by Geneva Call, a Swiss organization that works with militant groups around the world, raising awareness about how to protect civilians in war zones. Armin Kohli is Geneva Call's Middle East program officer.
And the war crime is not like not respecting a red light somewhere. It's a war crime. You can be punished. You can be put to the International Criminal Court. And of course, these rules are made to minimize the impact of war on everybody who is not part of the war, of the civilians.
It all sounds very ambitious, trying to get militiamen to respect international conventions. I go to South Beirut to meet Hussein, a Hezbollah unit commander. He fights in Syria against other militant groups in support of the Syrian regime. He's also fought the Israeli army in South Lebanon. Hussein asks not to use his real name and that we disguise his voice. Hussein takes the app seriously, but says that he and his men follow guidelines even stricter than the app, Islamic law. He admits not everyone follows the same rules, and points out that even if you know what's right and wrong, when you're on the battlefield, it's hard to keep those things in mind. Hussein reads the questions. While enjoying a cigarette, he reads, you begin to take fire from close range. You can see your enemy's face. It's clear he's a teenager. Under the law of armed conflict, can you fire back at the child? Hussein pauses. He explains he faced this exact situation 2.5 years ago in Syria. He didn't want to shoot, so he says instead his unit fired a rocket-propelled grenade about 150 feet from the kid to scare him off. Hussein also points out that he's usually fighting enemies that don't respect the laws of war themselves, which can make complying with the laws difficult. One of the questions asked by the app is whether you can fire on a hospital if a fighter is firing out of the hospital at you. You can't, but those fighters shouldn't be firing from the hospital in the first place. Armin Kohli says feedback from the militants is generally positive, particularly about the Fighter Not Killer campaign, which is aimed at rebel groups in Syria. But he admits there's no way for them to measure success.
It's difficult to measure things, violations that don't happen. We can't say, like, in this month 300 civilians were killed, and after we gave training to this and this factions, 2 months later it was only 250 civilians, because it's so many factors playing into that game, and it depends on the conflict situation.
So what incentive do militants have to respect the laws of war? Maybe they don't care about the International Criminal Court, but they often do want international legitimacy. Syrian groups want American support and weapons. Hezbollah wants to be seen as a group fighting terrorists, not as terrorists themselves. In the end, a lot of militants want to think about themselves as the good guys, as fighters, not killers. For The World, I'm Rebecca Collard in Beirut.
You can see how that Geneva Call app works. We've got some of the sample questions at PRI.org.